RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia mustering global support to eradicate illegal fishing. Air Asia QZ8501 aircraft had stalled before crashed. Jakarta anticipate major floods in New York. Now the news in detail. Indonesia, through the Minister of Marine and Fishery, is mustering global support for the eradication of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing in its waters. It was stated by Marine and Fishery Minister Susi Pujiastuti after inaugurating the Coral Triangle Initiative CTI building in Manado, North Sulawesi on Tuesday. The government remains committed in combating all forms of illegal, unreported and regulated fishing and fishery crime in Indonesian waters and needs global support to make reports more effective. According to her, crimes in the marine and fishery sector is a global problem that threatens ocean ecosystem and sustainable fisheries. She explained that such a crime in the fishery sector is highly detrimental to Indonesia, as it not only depleted the natural resources of the ocean but also resulted in economic losses of up to $20 billion per year. Furthermore, Minister Pujiastuti added that illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing activities pose a threat to 65% of the coastal reefs, 80% of the global fish stocks and small-scale fishermen. She remarked that illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing was also associated with human rights crimes such as human trafficking and slavery, money laundering, corruption and tax fraud. The Air Asia QZ8501 aircraft had stalled before crashing in Pangkalan Bun in December 28, 2014 during a flight from Surabaya to Singapore. It was stated by Indonesian Transportation Safety Committee, KNKT, has in a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday. Nur Cahyo Utomo, the KTIT chief of the Air Transportation Accident Investigation Shad Committee, confirmed that the aircraft stalled according to the last data captured by the flight data recorder, FDR, thereby revealed the result of the investigation into incident. Nur Cahyo noted that the aircraft has stalled due to bad weather. He said the aircraft could not nosedive as it reared and had lost power to rise. Jakarta may experience major flooding in January and February when the rainy season hits its peak in the city and its surrounding areas, including the upper areas of Depok and Bogor, according to Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG. Citing BMKG data, Jakarta Disaster Mitigation Agency head Denny Wahyu Herianto said on Tuesday, the downpours in January and February will reach between 50 and 100 millimeters per day, which was enough to inundate dozens of cities' flood-prone areas. BMKG estimated that high-intensity rains would not only hit Jakarta but also Puncak and other areas in Bogor West Java, worsening flooding in Jakarta, particularly along many rivers whose upstream areas were located in the mountainous areas near Puncak. Major flooding hit Jakarta in February 2007, killing 15 people, displacing more than 500,000 people. According to Denny, his agency would take preparatory measures in anticipation of the flooding. He said that in the last 3 years, his institution had cooperated with 201 community unities, as you say units, in flood-prone areas to help recover flood victims. The Indonesian Central Statistics Agency, BPS, recorded inflation rate in November stood at 0.21% by the Consumer Price Index, 127.38. It was stated by Deputy of Distribution and Service Statistics, BPS, Sasmito Hadi Wibowo, in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said the highest inflation was in Merauke Papua Province and the lowest one in Ternate, Maluku, at 0.02%.
Dari 82 kota IHK, 69 kota
from 82 Consumer Price Index cities, 96 cities show inflation while the other 13 saw deflation. The highest inflation was in Merauke Papua at 2.35%. Inflation was mainly caused by rising prices of vegetables, especially spinach and kangkung, as well as the increase in worker wages, the price of rice and cigarettes in Merauke. Sasmita Fuder said the inflation in November 2015 was lower than inflation in the same period in 2014, which was about 1.5%. He said the other inflation contributor was foodstuff by 0.33% and health by 0.44%. The health sector contributed to inflation due to rising hospital rates. Related to the implementation of ASEAN free trade in 2016, Sasmito said the Bureau would anticipate inflation. The Bureau will prepare the economic census data from conglomerate to small and medium enterprises. The Indonesian Forum for Empowerment, locally called WALHI, appreciated President Joko Widodo's remarks before the United Nations Climate Convention on Climate Change in Paris, France on Monday. The Indonesian president said Indonesia is vulnerable to climate change effect. Head of National Executive Advocacy Department WALHI, Nur Hidayati, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the recognition on Indonesian sustainability was an important step to deal with climate change. She expressed hope that the recognition will be followed by regulation in preserving and empowering empowerment potential in Indonesia.
Bahwa pemerintah Indonesia mengakui bahwa Indonesia ini rentan terhadap dampak.
That the Indonesian government recognizes that the country's susceptibility to climate change is important. Now we would see whether the national regulations are in line with their recognition.
Sebenarnya dalam kebijakan-kebijakan pemerintah, apakah memang ini sesuai dengan apa yang disampaikan oleh Presiden Jokowi?
Furthermore, Nur Hidayati calls on the Indonesian government to improve law enforcement, especially regarding forest fire issues. According to her, the Indonesian government should also conduct review on strategy in empowerment to have a better understanding on empowerment capacity in Indonesia. She said that climate change, ecological balance condition, and empowerment capacity will bring multiple impacts towards people in the country. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Directorate of Heritage and Museology, the Ministry of Education and Culture, holds exhibition of prehistoric rock drawings in Indonesia in the Grand Indonesian in Jakarta from December 1st to 6. The images were created in limestones by prehistoric humans in Indonesia. Director General of Culture at the Ministry of Education and Culture, Kacun Marijand, on Tuesday of December 1st, after opening the exhibition, said the exhibition aims to educate the public so they will understand that the preservation of cultural heritage is the responsibility of the whole society. With these images, we are aware that we have a tremendous heritage. Indonesia is a big culture, and our task is to continue the greatness of Indonesia. It isn't only young people, but all of us should know that we are a great nation.
Tetapi kesadaran kita bersama untuk pengetahuan kita, kemudian kesadaran bersama bahwa kita adalah bangsa yang besar.
Kacun Marijand explained prehistoric rock drawings is the oldest art in Indonesia that contains many values, knowledge, and multiculturalism values that are thousands of years old. A variety of activities such as film screenings, talk shows, and theatrical performances. At the same occasion, Director of Heritage and Museology, Harry Widianto, explained rock drawings in Indonesia had existed since 4,000 years ago, since the arrival of Austronesian people. However, according to recent study in Maros, Pangkep, South Sulawesi, rock drawings in Indonesia have existed since 40,000 years ago. The Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, records 825,000 tourist arrivals in Indonesia in October 2015. It was stated by Deputy Distribution Service Statistic BPS Sasmito Hadibowo in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said tourist arrivals in October decreased 5% compared to September.
Penurunan ini lebih banyak disebabkan oleh bencana asap.
The decrease was caused more by haze disaster which happened in three major islands of Sumatra, Kalimantan, and Sulawesi. The haze also covered Singapore, Malaysia, and Taiwan. Therefore, there was an increase in the number of tourist visits in October.
Membuat kenaikan yang spektakuler untuk jumlah kunjungan wisata di bulan Oktober.
Sasmito added the main countries of foreign tourists to Indonesia are Singapore, Australia, China, Malaysia, and Japan. He added that tourists arrived to the airports in Bali, Tangerang, Batam, Surabaya, and Medan. The last item, in commemorating its 127th anniversary, Sawalunto repairs itself through tourism sector and renews several kinds of infrastructure for tourists. The city that is surrounded by coal mine is now transforming itself into an old city tourism site. The transformation is one we welcome by the Croatian ambassador to Indonesia, Dražen Markita, in Sawalunto, West Sumatra, on Tuesday, 1st of December 2015.
You need more infrastructure for tourists. I spoke to the Minister of Tourism. He mentioned that actually what is needed here is a new infrastructure, especially transportation infrastructure, bringing people, bringing tourists to Sawalunto. And the idea is to rejuvenate the old railway tracks. This would be the fastest way. Of course, you would need good roads, fast roads as well, to bring people here. You have a lot to show from the historical point of view. So I believe the future of Sawalunto, talking from the tourism point of view, is very bright.
Ambassador Dresden's statement enthusiastically responded by Sawalunto Mayor Ali Yusuf. The mayor said that the train is the best transport to enjoy the natural beauty of West Sumatra, especially Sawalunto.
Kami berkeyakinan bahwasanya kalau jalan raya,
we believe if the road is wide, the fallen vehicle will increase, different the train. We can use the old railway and add the carriage and not disturb the existing transportation. Train is one of transport infrastructure that has to be alive in West Sumatra so people can enjoy visiting West Sumatra. Mayor Ali Yusuf added that Sawalunto has an icon of coal fuel steam locomotive called Maltam. It has activated the Maltam train in 2013 and considered successful to attract more tourists to Sawalunto. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome back to commentary. Today's commentary features Turkey receive financial assistance of the European Union to prevent refugees. On Sunday night, the European Union, or the EU, and the Turkey reached an agreement to hold the refugees in Turkey in order not to come to Europe. In return, Turkey received financial assistance worth 3 billion euros or 3.2 billion US dollars, and the process of Turkish membership in the European Union will be accelerated. 28 heads of the European Union member states and the Prime Minister of Turkey, Ahmet Davutoğlu, reached an agreement in a summit in Brussels. French President Francois Hollande said that Turkey is willing to make efforts to hold the refugees not to come to Europe and receive the assistance from the Europe to accommodate them. The same statement was also expressed by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister of Turkey, Ahmet Davutoğlu, said the financial assistance of the European Union is actually not for Turkey, but for the refugees. Approximately 2.2 million Syrian refugees are staying in Turkey. According to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, about 1.5 million migrants enter illegally to Europe via Turkey. International Organization for Migration, or the IOM, reported that this year nearly 900,000 people from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia came into Europe. they fled from the war zones and poverty. About 700,000 of them came via Greece and Turkey. The refugee crisis has shown that Turkey is an important partner for the European Union. Turkey becomes an insulated country of Europe from the heating conflict in some regions of the Middle East over the past few years. Prime Minister Davutoglu is very pleased that the agreement has given new energy to Turkey in the process of joining the European Union. Turkey has proposed to be a member of the European Union since 2005. However, the process was hampered by the issue of human rights violations by the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Terrorist attacks on Paris that killed 129 people recently make the European Union more worried about the influx of refugees from the Middle East, especially Syria. European people are worried about the terrorists who might intrude into the refugee flow. Apparently, this fear has even removed the issue of human rights violations from the requirement for memberships of European Union. In fact, the European Union and Turkey reached an agreement only a few days after the Turkish government sent two journalists into prison. It was something that usually triggers allegations of human rights violation. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past, as recorded in history. We start from an event on December 2, 1949, International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. The International Day for the Abolition of Slavery, December 2, marks the date of the adoption by the General Assembly of the United Nations Convention for the Suppression of the Traffic in Persons and of the Exploitation of the Prostitution of Others of December 2, 1949. The focus of this day is on eradicating contemporary forms of slavery, such as trafficking in persons, sexual exploitation, the worst forms of child labor, forced marriage, and the forced recruitment of children for use in armed conflict. According to the International Labour Organization, ILO, there are currently an estimated 21 million forced labor victims worldwide, creating $150 billion in illegal profits in the private economy each year. ILO has adopted a new legally binding protocol designed to strengthen global effort to eliminate forced labor, which is set to enter into force in November 2016. On December 2, 1971, the United Arab Emirates is established. United Arab Emirates is a union state of seven emirates that are rich in petroleum. The seven emirates are, among others, Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Dubai, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah, and Al Qawain. The states, or better known as emirate, along the Persian Gulf coast provide the right of defense and foreign affairs to the British Empire in the 19th century. On December 2, 1971, six of these states, namely Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Fujairah, Sharjah, Dubai, and Al Qawain, joined forces to establish the United Arab Emirates. In 1972, Ras Al Khaimah then followed to join it. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event on December 2, 1988. Benazir Bhutto was sworn in as Prime Minister of Pakistan. Benazir Bhutto was the first woman to lead a Muslim state in the post-colonial era. Bhutto was elected as Prime Minister of Pakistan on December 2, 1988, but 20 months later, she was overthrown by a military-backed Pakistani president, Ghulam Ishaq Khan, who controversially used the Eighth Amendment to dissolve parliament and force an election. Bhutto was re-elected in 1993
but dismissed 3 years later amid various corruption scandals by the incumbent president at that time, Farouk Laikari. Bhutto was killed on December 27, 2007, when she had just left the Likud National Bloc in Rawalpindi in the framework of the general election campaign in early 2008. Listener, that was Today in History. See you tomorrow with other historical events both in the country and the world.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, the government is gearing up for creation of peat ecosystem restoration body to restore peat land damage in recent fires. And welcome to Voice Green. Today's edition entitled Indonesia will soon form peat ecosystem restoration body. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said after a limited meeting of the Vice Presidential Office on Tuesday, the ministry has just had a meeting led by the Vice President Yusuf Kalla to discuss preparations for the formation of peat ecosystem restoration body, which main task is to maintain peat ecosystem by receiving support from several ministries. She said good management and maintenance system is needed to restore the damaged peat land in the country by involving relevant government agencies and experts. Therefore, the government is considering to set up a body to speed up the restoration of peat ecosystem. This body will restore the peat ecosystem on a self-reliant basis, meaning that no ministers can intervene in it. The body will employ professional workers, and the Environment and Forestry Minister must work closely with the body. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, the body will be tasked with supervising and controlling activities in the field of to restore the peat ecosystem. The body will be made up of representatives from the Public Works and Housing Ministry, the Agriculture Ministry, the National Development Planning Agency, and the Geospatial Information Body. The peat ecosystem restoration body will only focus on restoring the peat ecosystem without having to make a plan for the prevention of land and forest fires. As many as 147 world leaders attending the United Nations UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, France, the President, Prime Minister, and Head of States delivered their speeches at the meeting of Conference of Parties COP21, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, which took place on November 30th to December 11th, 2015 in Paris, France. President Joko Widodo also attended the meeting of state leaders and has delivered a speech on Monday. President Joko Widodo delivered a speech on Indonesia's outlook and giving a strong political support toward the Summit on Climate Change, COP21 UNFCCC Paris, France on Monday. As a country which has the largest forest as long of the world, Indonesia has chosen itself to be part of the solution. President asserted that Indonesia has vulnerable geographical condition to the climate change because 2/3 of the country's territory is water or sea. Indonesia has 17,000 islands, many of which are small islands. 60% of the population live in coastal areas, and 80 disasters which occurred in Indonesia associated with climate change. This was explained by the president, cited the recent tragedies such as forest and peat fires. El Nino has led very difficult response, although it can be solved now. In response, the president reiterated that strict enforcement has been done and prevention programs have been prepared by Fomang Peat Ecosystem Restoration Body. The establishment as a measure to protect peat ecosystem in an effort to mitigate climate change. Indonesia has committed to lowering emission to 29% in 2013. However, it can reach 41% with international assistance. The lowering emission is implemented by taking effort in various fields, such as fuel subsidy transfer to a productive sector, that developing of utilizing renewable energy resources up to 23% from the national energy consumption in 2015, and waste management become energy sources. Meanwhile, in maritime field, President said, Indonesia will eradicate illegal fish catching and protecting marine biodiversity that involving all people. At the end of his speech, President Joko Widodo hoped the Paris Agreement should present the balance, justice, and accordance with priority and national ability. It should also be binding, long-term, ambitious, but not challenge the development of developing countries. That was Roy Green.
Listener, here are the headlines of several national newspapers published today, December 2, 2015. We begin the headline with Kompas, which wrote, KNKT announces Air Asia incident investigation result. The National Transportation Safety Commission, or KNKT, had finished the investigation of the Air Asia QZ8501, fell on December 28, 2014. The result found the incident that killed 162 passengers and crews was caused by more than one factor. The investigation of KNKT was much faster than the standard time assigned by the International Civil Aviation Organization, or the ICAO, which is 1 year. Press release on the investigation of the plane incident, piloted by Captain Irianto and co-piloted by Remy Emmanuel Plassel, was held in the KNKT office, Jakarta, December 1, 2015. In the result, the head of KNKT, Suryanto, explained the QZ8501 incident was caused not only by human error and the weather, but there were at least five main factors. The first factor is solder cracks on the electronic module of the rudder travel limited unit, the vertical and flat part at the tail. Second, plane maintenance system and company analysis are yet to be optimum, resulting in repetitive problems. The third is measures taken by the plane crew. During several disturbances in the force damage, the FTR data showed different activity in the cockpit. There was indication either the pilot or the co-pilot pulled out a circuit breaker located near their driving seat. Meanwhile, Republika wrote, Obama asked Russia and Turkey to end the tension. President of the United States of America, Barack Obama, urged Turkey to reduce the tension with Russia. This was stated by Obama during his meeting with the Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan amidst the climate change conference in Paris, France on Thursday. Russia currently has a dispute against Turkey after the Su-24 jet fighter was shot down by Turkey on Tuesday last week. Turkey claimed the movement was to defend their area sovereignty. Obama said the United States supported self-defense right of Turkey over the airspace. Obama said to Erdogan that ISIS is an entity that must be handled by all parties. He conveyed the same thing to the Russian President Vladimir Putin in a meeting one day ahead. Meanwhile, the Russia prepared to face the air combat against Turkey, including equipping their jet fighters operating around Syria with short-range and mid-range defensive missiles. We continue with Business Indonesia. Investment increasingly easier. Investment in Indonesia became easier following the Coordinating Investment Board's policy, which added five types of their three-hour licensing service. The five additional services to kick off on December 1, 2015 includes Company Registration Mark, Producer Importer Identity Number, Custom Registration Number, Foreign Employment Plan, and Foreign Worker Permit. This policy aimed to complete the previous three licensing policies, which are Tax Identification Number, or NPWP, Company Establishment Certificate and its Ratification Decree from the Justice and Human Rights Ministry, and the Investment Principal Permit. Listener, we enter these headlines with Tempo. Taxation Director General resigns. No lawyer as the Director General of Taxes, Sigit Priyadi Pramudito, stepped down on Tuesday, December 1, 2015. Sigit said his resignation was his responsibility for failing to lead the Directorate General of Taxes. He added, the tax revenue should not be less than 85% of the 2015 state budget target. However, Sigit predicted to be able to reach 80 to 82% only in the year end. The resignation was accepted by the Finance Minister, Bambang Brojonegoro, who directly inaugurated Ken Dwi Jugias Teadi as the new Taxes Director General. Well, listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia, through the Minister of Marine and Fishery, is mastering global support for eradication of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing in its waters. The Air Asia QZ-8501 aircraft had stalled before crashing in Pangkal Lampung in December 28, 2014, during a flight from Surabaya to Singapore. Jakarta may experience major flooding in January and February when the rainy season hits its peak in the city and surrounding areas, including the upper areas of Depok and Bogor, according to Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BNKG. The Indonesian Central Statistics Agency BPS recorded inflation rate in November stood at 0.21% by the Consumer Price Index 127.38. This was stated by Deputy of Distribution and Service Statistics BPS Sasmito Hadiwo in Jakarta on Tuesday. The Indonesian Forum for Empowerment, locally called WALHI, appreciated President Joko Widodo's remarks before the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Paris, France, on last Monday. Directorate of Heritage and Museology at the Ministry of Education and Culture held exhibition of prehistoric rock drawings in Indonesia in the Grand Indonesia in Jakarta from December 1st to 6th. The Indonesian Central Bureau of Statistics BPS records 825,000 tourist arrivals to Indonesia in October 2015. This was stated by Deputy Distribution Service Statistics BPS Sasmito Hadiwoo in Jakarta on Tuesday. In commemorating its 127th anniversary, Sawalunto repurchased SAL through tourism sector and renews several kinds of infrastructure for tourists. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 9525 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to typical foods from Luwu Regency in South Sulawesi, namely Malaja fish, Kapurung, and Lawa. So stay tuned. Listener, in the past, Luwu Regency with Palopo as the capital city was the biggest regency in South Sulawesi province. This regency is known with Tanah Luwu typical foods. One of them is Malaja fish. Even some say that it is incomplete if visiting Luwu without enjoying Malaja fish. Malaja is fish that lives among the rocks. It is around 5 fingers long and has soft meat. It is fibrous and savory if it is roasted or cooked in sour sauce. Listener, roasted Malaja fish is usually enjoyed together with other Luwu typical food such as Kapurung and Lawa. Kapurung is a traditional food from Tanah Luwu Regency, which is made from sagu, Kapurung contains carbohydrate and can replace the rice. Kapurung contains carbohydrate and can replace the rice. Meanwhile, lawa is food from vegetables. These vegetables are mixed with spicy shredded coconut. Sometimes the vegetable only consists of jantung pisang or a banana flower. This banana flour can be spread with hot water, then mixed with wet raw anchovy, salt and chili, and lemon chui or chui lime. It makes lawa banana flour taste as fresh. Listener, there is a famous food court among tourists which serve malaja fish in Luwu, the origin place of malaja fish. Besides foods which can shake your tongues, visitors can also enjoy beautiful natural panorama at the gazebo. This food court also provides passion fruit juice, because in Indonesia, South Sulawesi is one of places which produces passion fruit. Besides fresh, this fruit has good benefit for health because it is rich with fiber, an antioxidant which is very beneficial for digestion. Listener, in the past, restaurants in Luwu which serve malaja fish only opened at noon. But now, the restaurants open from morning until night because many people love this food. The restaurants are mostly visited in July and August because these months are spawning season of malaja fish. The people remember the spawning season of malaja fish so that when the spawning season comes, the buyers from surrounding areas come to enjoy malaja fish. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring malaja fish from South Sulawesi province. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Segment introducing you to Indonesian vocabulary and idioms along with its use in the conversation. Today's topic is membeli gitar, or in English means buying a guitar. Stay tuned. As usual, at first I will present some vocabularies and idioms of Indonesian related to today's conversation. I will say each word or the phrase twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Membeli, membeli, which means to buy. Gitar, gitar, which means guitar. Apakah kamu ada di rumah? Apakah kamu ada di rumah? Which means are you at home? Mari, mari, which means let's. Ke toko buku, ke toko buku, which means to a bookstore. Mau membeli buku apa? Mau membeli buku apa? Which means what kind of books do you want to buy? Bermain gitar, bermain gitar, which means playing a guitar. Mempunyai, mempunyai, which means to have, belum, belum, which means not yet. Ingin membeli gitar, ingin membeli gitar, which means want to buy a guitar. Saya dengar, which means I heard. Toko gitar yang terbaik, toko gitar yang terbaik, which means the best guitar store. Harga, harga, which means price. Tidak terlalu mahal, tidak terlalu mahal, which means not too expensive. Minta tolong, which means to ask for help. Paman, paman, which means uncle. Nanti sore, which means this afternoon. Pergi bersama, which means to go together. Well, now, here is a sample of conversation related to our today's topic. The conversation is between Adi, or A, and Rudy, or B. I will say every sentence 2 times slowly, and you may follow after me. A. Halo Rudy, apakah kamu ada di rumah? Halo Rudy, apakah kamu ada di rumah? Which means, hello Rudy, are you at home? B. Ya, aku ada di rumah. Ya, aku ada di rumah. Which means, yes, I'm at home. A. Mari kita ke toko buku. Mari kita ke toko buku. Which means, let's go to the bookstore. B. Kamu mau membeli buku apa? Kamu mau membeli buku apa? Which means, what kind of book do you want to buy? A. Buku cara bermain gitar. Buku cara bermain gitar, which means how to play guitar. B. Apakah kamu sudah mempunyai gitar? Apakah kamu sudah mempunyai gitar, which means do you have a guitar? A. Belum. Aku juga ingin membeli gitar. Belum. Aku juga ingin membeli gitar, which means not yet. I want to buy a guitar too. B. Saya dengar toko gitar yang terbaik ada di kota Jogja. Saya dengar toko gitar yang terbaik ada di kota Jogja, which means I heard the best guitar store is in Jogja. Adikku membeli gitar di sana. Adikku membeli gitar di sana, which means my brother bought a guitar in there. Harganya tidak terlalu mahal. Harganya tidak terlalu mahal, which means the price is not too expensive. A. Oh begitu. Baiklah, aku akan minta tolong pamanku di Jogja untuk membeli gitar di sana. Oh begitu. Baiklah, aku akan minta tolong pamanku di Jogja untuk membeli gitar di sana. Which means, oh I see. Well, I'm going to ask my uncle in Jogja to buy a guitar there. B. Baiklah, nanti sore kita pergi bersama ke toko buku. Baiklah, nanti sore kita pergi bersama ke toko buku. Which means, okay then, we go together to the bookstore this afternoon. Listeners, this is the end of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We meet again you next week with another interesting topic. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment introducing you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Into this edition, we introduce you to two bands and a singer, namely the Red Loka Band and the singer Fla. Let's first know the Red Band. Although the Red consists of two personnel, namely Anggara, the vocalist, and Voi, guitarist, the band has started their steps in the Indonesian music industry. A hit single, Semangat Anak Negeri, composed by Voi and Ale Detak, become their mainstay song. The song themed nationalism, which is considered segmented, and some music practitioners evaluated there is no selling value in the musical market. Listener, now we invite you to listen a song, Semangat Anak Negeri, by The Red Band. Realized that their single was actually not commercial. However, it is not influenced toward their spirit to continue to work. With the song Semangat Anak Negeri, they hoped it could be accepted by white people and tighten kinship, as well as increasing the love toward Indonesia. Listener, we now have a look at Loka Band. The band consisted of four personnel, namely Adrian Sumanta Diraja, Riyadi Antasa, Rizky Saparev, and Fahriz Faisal has various musical colors. They combined various elements of music such as R&B, soul, pop, funk, and jazz. The first single of Loka Band entitled hanya ingin with trend music and appropriate to those who have young spirit. Listener, here come to the next song entitled Hanya Ingin by Loka Band. Enjoy the song.
Bayang indah dirimu hangatkan setiap hariku, cantiknya parasmu membutakan hatiku. Auramu yang selalu terangi setiap langkahku, pesonamu warnai seisi duniaku. Ingin ku lakukan segala hal di hati. Untuk mengungkapkan segala rasa cintaku pada dirimu. Adakah kau rasakan hal yang sama padaku? Tak tahan hati ini ingin segera untuk tahu. Katakan bila memang kau meragukan aku. Berikan waktu untuk yakinkanmu, untuk yakinkanmu.
Band has accepted positively from musicians, critical as well as pop and jazz musical observers in the country. Several awards have been reached in their music career. They also have performed in several outstanding events such as Java Jazz Festival in 2011, Showcase Compass TV in 2011, Benjamin on Jazz album with R2 Rhythm Performing Experiences in 2012, and 35th Jazz Goes to Campus in 2013. And listener, before we conclude with today's music corner, we'll introduce you to an Indonesian singer, Fla. She was the former vocalist from Tofu Group, who is now in a solo career after vacuum for some years from the music world. Her first single entitled Anak Mama was produced by Fla herself, both composer or arranger. A song with quick tempo, cheerful rhythm, a simple lyric and melody with a rap element as the red string of the music genre that previously presented by Fla. Well, listener, let's listen to a song, Anak Mama by Fla, as the last song of today's music corner. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Share my love with you, and my world is now so true. I'll wear you nice.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.